Mr. Dobson, Reel 10. You mentioned doing a course in signals with the set. How long was this course?
Well, I think it was a week. I was always getting ready. I was still in the number two, you know, and things like that. That was still quick. Things like this, you know, I've never done it before. It was interesting things, playing on the button, you know, getting moving on the button.
So you had to learn radio procedure?
Yeah. It seems, it was interesting. I did a hotel on the crew, you know.
Did you have to learn how to, how the set worked?
Yeah.
How to repair it?
Like a button, I think it was two buttons that struck out the back. And the headphones, you know, and they made a grip so that when you spoke, you pressed up, and I think it was to speak. And I never got one of the answer, you know. Because I've got a tear in the throat and I let it come over there.
Any other signal? You didn't do any other kind of signals training?
No, that was all.
It was just with the set.
I was really quite a few groups, I remember. You know, from different companies. We did the day that was signals officers. So there was quite a few, like, because we knew we had to do the interview, you know, signals officers. And I went out and performed that. That was all the smaller.
Was this a company signals?
Yeah.
Or the part of the battalion signals?
The battalion had it, I think they had it, like signals. The battalion had it. That was another part of it. The company headquarters. You know. That was part of them as well, like, so they had the signals on.
So the signals was part of company headquarters as well. Yeah. So was that because you were part of the headquarters, the company headquarters, yeah, that you had to learn the signals role as well?
Mm-hmm.
And was this whilst you were in North Yorkshire?
Yes, I think it was. Was that there or when I come back to Brunswick? I'm not quite sure which it was. It was about a week. It was just to get the rudiments and the stuff.
Did you do any other? And we're talking about your time in North Yorkshire when you're doing the intensive training there. Did you do any other kind of specialist training, scouting, for example?
Yeah, I used to go out with a major, reconnaissance, see if you can't pull the company back, and then he would send me up to fetch the company back. You know, that was why I was a company member. Just have to bring them back.
Would that be written instructions?
No, you should just tell us. I remember where we were at. Things like that, yeah. Major 2IC would be in the company.
Is this Major Donoghue?
Yeah, that was the same. Major Grant.
Oh, Major Grant, yes.
Yeah, that was the 2IC. And then we fetched the company back in the same. That was why I was a company owner.
So was this on foot?
Oh yeah. Where did it start off? I was for the dispatch rider, because I was with
Yes, you place. Mentioned that.
We didn't come off because I think we got more of the hills in the career was, you know, much for the bike lesson. I can't even see more about it. So I think we just had to go to the room.
I think you mentioned before that you spent a lot of your time with the Major.
Oh, I don't know, yeah. He was a major. Where he went, I had a deal. The 2 hours soon, I think.
And you were running, your job was to run messages between the Major and his various company commanders?
Yeah. Part of another company, you know, you're going to a big company or somewhere like that. You got to do it. So that it got there. You know. You know, picking the phone up or something like that, you know, and the enemy, there's no name there. That was what it was for. And I didn't see him. But it was a way down the road. the time. He never thought of maturity, you know, I mean, he did it. That was it.
And this was, of course, during this intensive training. You were doing this running as well.
Quite a bit of it,
you know. But you had to do the various weapons training.
Oh, yeah, I had to do it all yourself. I had to do weapons training. And I had to do that. I mean, I was going to make a career. So I had to do that. It was interesting.
And I think you mentioned that this was quite a short period of training in.
Yeah, it was about 30, yeah. It was only a few weeks after you did it before you come back and transfer to your career now.
You'd mentioned before doing a similar intensive training in Germany. Was this of a similar nature?
Yes. I mean, down there, like being up on the fells, you know, it was off your own, like, some of the hills in Korea. You know, climbing, down, different things. I think we did a bit digging, you know, not too bad, just a little bit digging, so you could go in and things like that. Learn about that, advancing, just drawing, tactically withdrawing, all that, you know. It was, you had the only tools, you know, in that way.
So did you do that with the rest of the companies?
Yeah,
and yourself?
Sometimes at the time we'd be able to, I mean, have to work together. You know, there was three, four companies in there, and one in Missouri, you know, that was going to be in Korea. So you like that.
So you would practice that?
Yeah.
As part of this training?
Part of the training.
And your role would be with the major?
Yeah, major, yeah.
As you say, as his personal runner.
Yeah, I was the company runner. That's a bit bad news, I think.
And this particular training, it obviously prepared you quite well for your role in Korea.
Yeah. Again, it was, I think it did good for it. Give you the idea of what you were going to, you know. The thing is, you know, when I think back, you never really thought about Korea, it was just another deal, true. You know, like I said, couldn't handle for a long time because we didn't have any thought. So it was going to be like in Korea, we didn't know it was going to be like in Korea. But it came. We just did it. It couldn't handle.
And what happened at the end of this period of intensive training?
They just back in and they would come back to dance with them. In fact, well, coming back, I think it was West Auckland, and we got off the transport, and we marched from there to Brantford. You know, through West Auckland, Bishop Auckland, Sheridan, and all that.
The whole battalion?
Yeah. I got a photo of it. Oh, you had it? Sure, yeah, the old company. Next to the old companies.
That must have been quite a sight.
I think that was up, was it? Sure, there's somewhere else that I was drinking at the moment. It was just part of the days, you know.
And many people turned out to see you?
Yeah, it was lovely. Kind of legend. Everybody knew. Well, I think people knew that crew, didn't they? On the streets now. Some shot on the left. I started to tell him. He thought he would tell him. He said, I was being told.
And when you got back to Brantford, what happened then?
Well, by the time we got to Brantford, I think it was three weeks later we got. Before I went to Korea in August. So I think it was 3 weeks later, you know, going back there very long, just like tying your deal up and that, and I went and leave.
So you obviously knew at this point you were going to Korea. Did you know much of the situation out there, and what was happening?
What happened, none of me, I couldn't. It was just something you wondered.
Had you heard much about it on the news?
I hadn't, to be honest. I had a career out there. To the city, where the career was, where's that? You know, far east. And I think it's showing up where there's Alice in there. More into Peninsula. What happened now? I don't know if you've never really thought about it.
But you had much instruction on what to expect.
Well, I think what showed it was very hilly. You know, and I mean, I think what showed about some of the battles and that kind of thing, you know, how they've been pushed back, I guess. And, you know, forward again. And it's a thing about that, I think.
So you had 3 weeks leave after you came back to Branspeth. And what was the reaction of your parents and people back at home? Because you must have realised you were going into a war situation.
Yeah, I think we did really.
And what did you think of that?
I was going, and that was it. I was just going to realise we were going. We did. I don't know, we did a march in Devon to the cathedral. And here company had won this. A competition between companies in Berlin for escort the colours. And we picked them up outside the prison in Durham. And we marched from there up to the cathedral. Have you ever been to the cathedral? You know, that street map, going up to the cathedral and you turn up, you had to march at the pierce.
At light infantry pierce?
At the light infantry pierce. That's an under the post wing. And we escort the colours up there. And we had a service. People, you know, yes, you know, they don't even make that. But the old years, you know, but it's just like that.
And when was that?
It was before, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was 4 months on leave or when we come back. I think it was 4 months on leave. The people that was there. And I mean, when my mum and dad were going to the cathedral, you know, I think that took us. But the people was packed.
That must have been quite a sight.
There's a tape of it, to be honest. Just took. And I did get the opportunity, certainly from each company, to go to the tower at Newcastle. We took the through in the wagons to see it, the old tower. And it was on Fulham. And I've seen a little bits on there, and we've only got one of the things. And I did. I won the 10Ts and I tried to get the damn using that and trying to get the tip. But I don't know how they still haven't got them and yet I've seen them on there. But just the other week I heard about the game rate. So I'd like to get that tip. But I mean, the people there, don't they? Yeah,
were any of the other lads apprehensive of going to Korea?
I think we made it to Spain first, I mean, he wasn't okay, maybe, you know, he was all right, like, he just didn't describe it, or, in fact, I'd be honest, he couldn't hear to go and look, to leave his parents, you know, he was so uncomfortable, and then he went out to go and went back.
After you leave?
Yeah. To clear them. And that front road down the that was down the mountains all around here. And I was in Glasgow and I raised from the meeting with Dad and went down the Durham now. So I went out the Durham, by the other green one, with the crew. I went in the pub, I was in the shop. They had come out. If I'd stopped in there, I would have been carried on the grave, you know. People, you knew where you were.
Want to buy your drinks?
Yeah. And I mean, I wasn't drinking. And I was just a half, couldn't half.
So, what was the reaction of people in general? And I mean, you were, as you say, the local county regiment, and you were off to war, in effect.
To me, they were, you know, fantastic. I mean, you did get married down in the classes. I even, you still were here. They like the doctor of the air company. He was sent parcels out to Korea. students. And yeah, I did go back when I come back, you know, the centre. By the thought of that, that year when I went in that pool, it's not there now, that pool, like, I had to come out. I did come up and meet my mum and dad, because I knew I'd be having a drink with my dad. I wasn't a drinker. So it was fantastic.
And you had your 3 weeks leave, you went back to Bransworth. I've taken this would be preparation for going out to Korea.
Yeah, we'd prepare, you know, we'd kick
my. How long were you at Bransworth before you actually sailed for Korea?
We only back a week or so, it was ready to.
So what was that week, what did that consist of? Did you, just mentioning Webman, was there issue of kit? Was there any?
It was like a green one, your butt was going polished. It was like green slip or something like that. And you had the things that was put on the other one. You had like a stocking affair.
Can you remember when you got issued with this kit? I think you mentioned it before.
I think it was before I went down to North Yorkshire to do the training.
So you weren't issued before you went out with Cree with any other kind of specialist kit or?
We got boots now, I think, and we go over and do it. And then when we got there, you know, we went up to Cree, up there then. Different boots, things like Long Jones, Parkers, and all these like that, and then we got up there then. So really, it was just a uniform here. Part of them, the green one.
So the only other, the different thing was this, the weapon?
Yeah, we were the weapon, I don't remember.
There was no other kind of specialist clothing or anything of
no,
that kind?
Because we did, like our uniform that we did put in our kid bags for the career, and we would take to Kyoto in Japan. You know, when you come back from Korea, when you got to do it, and you went to Kyoto to come back. So that was, the next time we saw the uniform.
And of course, you would have your own personal weapon, your
303. Yeah, that's what I had then. I didn't get to spend it on that career.
And that intervening period, that week or so at Bransworth, would be the battalion preparing itself.
It's preparing, yeah.
Can you remember what kind of things you were doing?
Just. I think it's tactics again, just training.
So there was more training?
Yeah, just being away from it. I think it was away from it, so doing that part. We just keep you occupied, didn't we? You could get out of the night, and I'd hit the building, or a tank, didn't you? Yeah, could go. Yeah, you listen.
So you could get home?
Yeah. You know, maybe take it back on the motorbike, you know. Cars, Indies, you know.
What other sort of things could you do for recreation?
Well, I did play football. You know, obviously I did play after
that. So you resumed your footballing career?
Yeah, I did play football. Really, I played football right through the evening career, really. You know. So I played down there, yeah. Couldn't really, you know.
And what sort of training were you doing? You mentioned advancing and.
Oh, yeah. That was done down there in Yorkshire, but not at Bransworth.
Not at Bransworth, no.
I think I remember once, I think it was the third time in the program, we took her out in wagons. I think we got dropped at Tallinn or somewhere, you know. And you had to find a way back to Bransworth. Well, I mean, most down there, as we knew, you know, we had a compass and all that, and we were, I think it was at Tallinn or somewhere, we got dropped there.
So you would know the way.
That was just a matter of getting back in and marching back. Just I think it was just agreeing the further time before this year.
Can you remember when you embarked then for Korea?
I think it was the beginning of August. When we went from Bransworth. I think it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. We had a march up the Lanford Station. We trained there in the battalion.
And the whole battalion marched up?
Yeah. And took it down to Southampton.
And that was, that would be a special train?
Yeah, it was a special army train, you know. Stopped at York and that, you know, and these refreshments put on that. Just went straight through.
So what did you think at this time, when you were actually on the move?
Well, I think I was glad. I think, I think most people around here, you know, got the old one, but I think they're pretty glad they were gone. At last, they were, that was it. You've done your training to the ground there. I think they're just glad they'd be coming here.
Had you had any other instruction about what was going on and what your role would be in Korea while, before you set out?
I just knew it would be part of the UN force, that was all. And I forget all the division and that, you know, I think it's actually true. It's part of Australia. You know, we didn't even want to get out there, right? After kind of like 20 years division or something, part of that. It was on the board, we told different things about this.
So that was on the board, yeah. We'll come to that in a minute. Was there any other preparation I'm thinking about? Inoculations or anything?
We did get some at the transfer, I think there were a couple of them. But I think we got most of them on the board. The last one on the mayor used to knock the road. If the first one didn't, the second one did. You know, is it after you know, yellow failure or something? Then you'd fail the mayor. You know.
It can't have been very pleasant.
In fact, yeah, that was I've never been in the road, knock the road.
You'd never had an injection before.
I don't know. I don't know.
So they stuck a little pin in you 30 odd times. I think you think that was for yellow fever? The big one was the yellow fever. Can't remember what the other one was for.
I think there was about half a dozen days with it. Like different times on the road to Korea. The disease is not there. I think it was one from the area. I only saw one before. That was on the road to Korea. They beat me here. We found two and came up with it.
Can you remember the name of the ship?
The Trooper, Empire Trooper. Well, a few different ones, weren't they? That we gave up to the Trooper.
And what kind of vessel was that?
Well, it was really got to get the army. It was one of the army ones, yeah.
Was it a Navy ship?
Yes, I think it was. Like
Royal Navy ship, or was it just a...
Merchant Navy or something like that, yeah. It was standing in Southampton when I got there. The man got around in Southampton. And the train in the past. Was that in Q2 or Queenway? I think it was. Now you can see it. And go farther on and see it. There was a trooper. And there was like 1,000 of us to get on that trooper. Yeah, you think it was impossible.
Was it very big?
It didn't look very big. But it wasn't really big. There's a photo on that.
Was that just for the Durhams?
Yes, and there was a few, right, just odd people going out, you know, to Korea. It was really for the Durhams. A few officers and things like that, you know. Really, I think it was for the Durhams going out.
So did you set off straight away? You got down to Southampton on the train?
We were in a big hangar, and I'm not sure it was the Northern, the German, or the Northern Network, taking photos and that, and passing different ones. They were going out to them. And then we went out to the ship.
So what were conditions like on the ship?
Well, currently we swept in hammocks.
Below the decks?
Yeah. It was a good fire up over the heat was where it was taken. Where the last swept it on the top.
How did you take to that?
You wouldn't. I think I enjoyed it there at least. I thought we did a decent job there as well, but couldn't hear. The cat is getting off other things, you know. I never could hear it there. Maybe we were worried about it, showing back inside.
You couldn't really go wrong.
No. Soon didn't it, that was the only way to do it.
Did you have your own hammock? Was that your own? Did you have your own personal space?
Yeah, my own personal. Oh. I think it was probably two or three, you know.
Stacked up on top of each other. And what was that in? Was it a cabin or?
It was like a deck.
A large deck area.
Yeah, a large deck area. And I hit on my hip. I was against the wayfaring ship, the port one. It was right in the corner at the moment. It was the large was the corner, it was the most three crowd there. It was to try and catch you down the ground.
Where did you put all your kit?
Yeah, well, it was kept in lockers, and we just had a necessity, you know. I don't know, it's a key, not that we had a little locker or not, against the hammer. But all that happened, I was lifting on the top, I was at the top. You know, we looked there over here. It was all right.
How did people take to the sea then?
Some took well.
So much seasickness?
Well, it was. We heard a storm in the Indian Ocean. And I did. I was told off a sailor in some boat. I was going to the back of the boat and try and eat if you can. We did catch it like that, and I lost it. I didn't lose it bad, I think. Some days I missed.
What was the foul leg?
It was pretty decent. It was their cubes, you know. It was kind of good, like, really.
So how did you fill your time in?
Well, that was
it was quite a long voyage, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Where he had boxing tournaments on, rifle drill again, firing from the back of the boat. Painting, like I say, I got that big job, haircutting, things like that. When we ring the company, you know, the messages to the companies, and the others, and like that. So, really, fill the time in time. And you've got to, when you've got different ports, you know, you always have a deal there. I think it was on port side, I thought so. It didn't do it much. There was a big thing on there.
So, where was the first place you stopped off at?
It was this, called the Suez Canal, Portside.
Portside. Oh, that was your first calling off point?
Yeah, that was the first one.
How long had you been on the ship then?
I was telling you, you know, and it's the first time I've seen you as a dog. But it was interesting, I think. On a night when you have to go to your work, up on the deck, sitting. And I looked on the TV floor, and you know, you should just sit there.
Was there anything else put on for you? Any entertainment?
Well, you had films. If it was your turn to watch the film, you saw the top of you on a lobby on the deck, on the deck. And if it wasn't yours, you got to the other side, watch it in the other, you know. It always gets to the last one.
Through the other side of the screen?
Yeah, it was like a bit of a nappy, you know, for a drink, you know.
So you allowed alcohol?
Yeah, but I didn't drink very much, so, you know. You were courtesy of what you had, like, you know. I never made a different drink of anything. I never came in and made a drink.
So the discipline was quite tight, was it?
Yeah, it was tight. It had to be in there. You tried to get into the boxing as well. You made it. You know, I was looking for a lot of... You managed some good boxes. Now, good tournament all the way through to the little career.
Any other things that you did on the ship? You mentioned shooting off the back.
Yeah, I said that.
Any other kind of training?
Just in training.
Physical trip fitness.
Yeah, just with them. That's about all, isn't it?
You got to port side. What were your reactions of port side?
Well, it was an experience. I came up with this, trying to film the ship. In fact, there's an article in there that said that how they used to go on to work the demo. When I read bombs on it, you turn around and you want to stand behind me and I try to.
They climbed up onto the ship?
Yeah. And there was a band come on.
Did you actually get off the ship into port side?
No, we weren't allowed off. That's when the Suez Canal stream started coming. It was just as we went out the corridor.